You're a little older and a lot wiser. The future is yours. Define aging on your own terms. Welcome to AARP Without Limits with your host, Mike Olander.
Hello and welcome. This is AARP Without Limits. WPTF Talk Radio, we are disrupting aging one show at a time. All of our episodes are available anytime on demand at WPTF.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. I'm your host, Mike Olander of AARP North Carolina. We've got a great show for you today, folks. Jim Barnett of AARP's future casting team returns to the show to talk about how tracking new trends and future casting are so important to understanding the world in which we live. But before we get to that, ladies and gentlemen, I am joined, as always, here in the studio with my friend, co-conspirator, partner in crime, Mr. Jason Kong. Jason, how are you today, my friend?
Mike, it's a bittersweet day for me, but I'm happy to be here.
And why is that? I can't say it, Jason, okay? I've just found out this news, ladies and gentlemen, and I have to leave it to you, Jason, to share this news with everybody.
Well, it's a bittersweet day, but unfortunately, this is my last time that I'm going to be on AARP Without Limits because I'm leaving my role here at Curtis Media Group. After 17 wonderful years working with such a tremendous company, moving on to a different venture. But yeah, I've really enjoyed being part of this program with you. You do such a great job with all the guests that you have on, the content that you curate. It's going to be different being just a listener and not being able to participate in the program going forward.
Well, thank you, Jason. I have to say, not only are you going to be missed personally, but professionally as well, because it's always, you know, we're our third year now into this show. Yep. We just started, and I've learned a lot from you. I've listened to, you know, you're an on-air personality here at WPTF, and I've, you know, every now and then would catch him and be like, oh, there's Jason, and hearing you, you know, getting into some of the issues that we've gone on to, you know, as it affects older adults. So it's bittersweet for me, too, to be saying farewell, but also wishing you the best. And I know your new venture is going to be successful because you're a smart, very talented guy, as well as being a committed father. And I wish you the best, my friend. And I'll say, well, we'll say more as we wrap up the show. But I will say it's been a pleasure learning from you and getting to work with you here. So
I appreciate that, Mike. That's very kind of you to say.
So you are not, now I know you're not going anywhere physically, right?
Still be in Raleigh, still part of the Triangle, and I'll be an extra listener for this great podcast, AARP Without Limits.
And that's excellent. And hopefully enjoying it in the warmth of your home. You know, we always like to talk about the weather here and say that, the news made the weather a little bit more chilly today, Jason, I have to say. We're having a real winter, aren't we? I mean,
And then some. I mean, it's been up and down. I mean, we had a little bit of a moderate break, but then, boy, right back to the cold pretty quick.
That's right. And then this week coming up, we're getting back to the 70s again in kind of typical North Carolina fashion. Just the kind of North Carolina winter I like, being able to do that, get weather in the 60s and 70s. But, yeah, it's been an interesting winter for sure. And on our last show, Jason, I shared with you that I'm turning 50 very, very soon. In fact, I'm down to the last few days before I do that. And let me just begin this by saying, once again, folks, I'm not one of these people who, like, is big on their own birthday. You know, like, I know there's some people who are like, oh, it's my birthday, as they're saying it as if it's an accomplishment. Like, we all, I guess to the extent that you made it one more year around the sun, yes, congratulations, but I don't make a big deal. But, you know, turning 50 is a big deal. And as I shared a little bit on the last show, this last year was an interesting one for me because I realized in the last year just how much youth was part of my identity, being like the baby in the family and other things. And I've really, really embraced stepping into my 50s now because I realized, you know, and this might just be because, you know, you live your life, you know people are in different stages, people are dealing with different issues. I realized that, man, I've got a lot to be grateful for. I've got my health. I know that will change. It's just like everybody has health issues down the road. But right now, I'm thankful that I'm healthy. My family is healthy. Yeah, I've got wonderful family and friends. I just had a wonderful experience this past weekend. A group of about 30 friends from up north got together and joined, and just to help celebrate, you know, this milestone for me. And for me, that was a big deal because I grew up in Jersey. And so having that really, really meant a lot for me. And we're actually going to continue. Some of us are going to go on into Utah in April and enjoy a little bit more. But just a lot of people don't have that, you know, and I feel really, really, really good about my future as I'm going in, just always with a sense of appreciation. And just like with you heading on, Jason, you know, change is inevitable. I was just talking, we were just chatting with a colleague here a few minutes ago before we went on air. I always appreciate, you know, when things are good, I never fall into the trap of believing that things are going to stay the same. Change is inevitable, but you just got to, when things are good, you got to appreciate it. You got to really appreciate it. And I know you're going to be creating a new situation for yourself, and I'm just very, very excited for you. And look forward to hearing about the success you're going to have with it. And, you know, in the future. So we will be keeping in touch, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. No, this is, again, I appreciate the professional relationship and your friendship on and off the air. It's been great.
Right. Well, let's, speaking of the future, Jason, really, really excited to have Jim Barnett back on the program here. We had him back last January, 2024. Talking about what's called future casting. And for those of you who didn't hear that show, don't worry, we're going to get into what future casting means. But before that, let me just introduce him more formally here. Jim Barnett is a colleague at AARP, works in our national office. He's the Director of Strategic Intelligence Analysis at AARP. And again, this is his second time on AARP Without Limits. Jim, welcome back to the program, sir.
Mike, thank you so much. Really appreciate it. And happy birthday. Man, 50s are a great time of life. You're going to have a ball.
Thank you. I'm not even there yet, and I'm already having a ball. Thanks so much, Jim. Let's start with some basics, Jim. A term that most people don't hear very often, if at all, is future casting. So let's start there. What is future casting?
Okay, so future casting is really just an internal brand name for what is our futures practice, which is something that a lot of organizations have. At AARP, it's part of the strategy and planning function. And although it sounds kind of like the weather report, we don't predict the future. So we do several things, but we are mostly here to identify and track trends that impact people who are 50 plus, as well as the organization AARP. We also are looking for what we call disruptive forces. So those are things that happen when a couple of really potent trends may collide. So for example, one of those is the general demographic shift we're seeing. You know, the population is getting older, and a lot of them live in places that are experiencing more intense weather. I don't need to tell you about that in North Carolina. So then all of a sudden you've got these two things that are colliding, and you have these outcomes that are in some ways predictable or you can plan for it. So that's sort of the idea. So we're looking for those disruptive forces. We're also looking to plan for what we call possible plausible futures. You know, what could happen? And if it does, what should we do? So if we plan for, you know, for a number of those, then we can be better prepared to address the future and thrive in that future. And lastly, we just make sense of developments that we didn't expect. What sense making is a lot of what we do as well.
Sense making, was that what you said?
Yes, sense making. Yeah, just making sense of things that just seem to boggle the mind.
I love that term because it makes perfect sense.
Exactly.
Jim, it seems that technology and AI are evolving every single day. In fact, it's so fast, it seems almost like a blur and it's hard to keep up. But has a lot fundamentally changed since we had you on the show last year? Where are we now compared to a year ago?
Great question. So I think we're really talking a lot about generative AI. That's been the focal point for a couple of years now. And yes, the applications are evolving really every day. But how much has changed fundamentally kind of depends on your perspective. So within the technology industry, the rapid development we've seen of generative AI in the last, you know, last year or so especially, is really the latest iteration of a very familiar script in that world. Technologies like generative AI can be in development for years, kind of behind the scenes. And then, you know, once it's put into the hands of consumers, as it was with ChatGPT in late 2022, the iteration and the adoption speed up tremendously. Things seem to change a lot faster then. So as a consumer, so yes, it feels like a lot has changed in the past year or so. You know, before ChatGPT, we had gotten used to different forms of predictive AI. So things like the Netflix recommendation engine that have been sort of running in the background of consumer-facing applications. But then all of a sudden, with generative AI, it seems that you know, every consumer-facing website has some kind of digital agent there to answer your questions and help you navigate. So many of these are what is known as domain-specific language models, or DSLMs, so are kind of slimmed-down versions of the all-purpose large language models that we hear so much about. The difference is that DSLMs come learned from a relatively narrow universe of content, like law or healthcare or engineering. AARP is also working on a DSLM that will feature our content. This also, what's interesting here, I think, is that the wide availability of these tools is really changing the nature of internet search. You know, why should you sort through dozens or even a handful of linked pages for an answer when your agent can read hundreds or even thousands of websites and generate the right answer for you? So the impacts of this zero-click search will be profound. Looks like the search is going to actually, organic search is going to drop by one quarter by 2026, according to Gartner. And that has implications for things like site design, advertising, all sorts of implications we're yet to see. So that's the latest.
Well, there's a lot of really good stuff there for us to digest. We're going to take a quick break, folks. When we return, we're going to continue our conversation with Jim Barnett about emerging consumer trends, as well as some things that may be a bit unexpected. This is AARP Without Limits. We'll be right back. And we are back. This is AARP Without Limits. Just a reminder, folks, we always love to hear from you. If you have a question, a comment, a suggestion, or a recommendation for a future topic or guest, please send us an email, aarpwithoutlimits@aarp.org. We've been speaking today with Jim Barnett. He's the Director of Strategic Intelligence Analysis at AARP. He's part of the Future Casting team, which helps the organization be on top of emerging trends and technologies that impact older adults. Jim, let's continue our conversation. We've been talking about AI and some other things where, you know, consumer trends and so forth. But I want to kind of flip this a little bit here. Recently in our AARP Future Casting newsletter, your team shared information related to how consumers are trusting voice assistant technology less than they did previously. Can you tell us a little bit more about that? And are there other types of smart technologies that are moving in this backward direction?
Sure, happy to. So it's kind of a familiar story in some ways. Just, you know, as with social media and other text-based digital offerings, people have concerns about their data privacy. So, you know, to enjoy the benefits of these voice assistants, you have to accept the terms of service. And those, in many cases, really severely limit your personal control of your data. It's just how it works. Mm-hmm. So likewise, many consumers are troubled by the lack of transparency. AI is the ultimate black box, and these assistants run on that, of course. So few people really understand how AI makes decisions. So they don't know entirely if the outputs are reliable or maybe perhaps biased in some ways. And there has been, you know, some research that says that that some of the algorithms are indeed are biased against a number of different types of people, including older people. So that contributes to distrust, and particularly among seniors. So that may be what's going on there. There's also the human-like quality of voice assistants. They just sound so real. People may feel nervous about letting down their guard, like they're talking to a stranger. And so also, and soon we may be hearing more about digital replicas. These are just what they sound like. They're computer generated, but they're video. And so they're very lifelike, and it's getting really hard to distinguish them from the real thing. And so that's really prompting a lot of concerns about the potential for scams.
Wow, that's interesting. The data privacy concerns, I certainly can understand. And that digital replicas, you know, that's so significant because, as you know probably better than any of us here, the technology is only going to get better, right? If they're convincing now, I mean, 5 years from now, will people be able to tell a difference?
Yeah, it's a real worry. And there's actually several state legislatures have dealt with this just in terms of how it impacts celebrities. But there's also a bill in Washington that would address it for regular consumers, too.
Wow. Are there any emerging trends that are particularly alarming to you? In other words, what are some things maybe that our listeners should be careful about or mindful about?
So, you know, no surprise here, but disinformation is really rampant. It's everywhere because people need help sorting truth from fiction. You know, they look for validators. The trouble is that validators might have their own agendas. And there are some interesting software solutions now that are getting really good at identifying disinformation. But the tide is truly overwhelming. And so I'm sorry not to be more optimistic about that one.
No, well, that was the question. Yeah, I mean, if it was things that are alarming, that is truly alarming. And I know us at AARP, just over the years of us doing work out in the field, you hear different things from people sometimes when we're doing public events, and you're like, I wonder where they like that information is so incorrect. And with technology, it makes sense that that's only increasing in concern. Jim, for some of our listeners, the changes in technology do feel very overwhelming. There's a hesitation from many of them even to be curious about certain apps or features that may actually improve their lives, but because they're outside of their comfort zone, they're not embracing them. And they may be missing out, and in the future, they may even be at a severe disadvantage. What advice do you have to our listeners who may fall into that mindset? Are there one or two specific programs or apps or technologies that you think are essential to them getting comfortable with, given where we're headed?
Well, I think the key technology here clearly is generative AI. It's really changing the world in so many different ways. And so I think in order to engage with it, I think people should be a little bit more deliberate, or be as deliberate as they can be, about becoming what we call a prompt engineer, and also becoming a good skeptic. So to the prompt engineering part, the ability to craft a useful prompt, whether it's spoken or written, is going to be a truly essential skill as we encounter more and more of these agents in our daily lives. But no matter how good, you know, the output is, we also need to be skeptical about the results. And, you know, that should be a starting point, not an ending point. So for those who need help, AARP and our affiliate, OATS, short for Older Adult Technology Services, offers numerous classes that can help seniors become more accustomed to using these technologies. In fact, not long ago, AARP helped sponsor Digital Literacy Charlotte. That was a free program that was offered at the Charlotte-Mecklenburg Public Libraries.
Yeah, that was huge. And that's a great example. And thank you for highlighting that, Jim. We've got lots of great OATS work going on. And I think that's a critical piece to AARP being part of the solution here to help people better navigate this and deal with these concerns they might have and their comfort level with these technologies. Jim, one more question for you. You track this stuff. You know, you and your team track these things very, very closely. For the average consumer out there, you know, we're inundated with all sorts of information. Are there any resources that you would recommend for your average everyday consumer, especially an older adult, to utilize, to check into from time to time, just to be aware of different consumer trends that are important for them to know about, or technologies that that they should start getting familiar with?
Well, you know, there's really, you know, so many good sources, and there's so many angles, you know, to this question about, you know, how to keep up. It's hard to say or just pinpoint even one, but I think the advice I would give is first of all, just read a lot of different things, you know, different kinds of sources. I read everything from articles in Wired magazine to product recommendations in Wirecutter. So each of those things, you know, those are two very different perspectives, you know, on technology. But the most important thing that people can do is to know your source, who's behind it, why they offer the information and that advice. And so here, you know, I would like to just give a little plug for AARP. You know, the AARP Bulletin frequently reports on technology trends that are important and relevant to older adults. You know, for instance, we cover topics such as the increasing adoption of smart home devices, the use of health and wellness technology, and you know, again, we talked about the growing interest in AI amongst older adults. And so if it's coming from AARP, you know you can trust it.
Wonderful, wonderful note to end on there. Jim, thank you so much for taking your time with us once again. And we do hope to have you back on the show again at some point, because this is just always so, so informative. Really appreciate you taking the time with us today, Jim.
Anytime. Thank you so much.
Wonderful. Well, that is a wrap today, folks. I want to thank Jim Barnett for being our guest today. I want to take a moment and give a very, very special thanks to our producer here, Jason Kong. This is, of course, his last show with us here at AARP Without Limits. Jason, you're wonderful at what you do. You're a great guy. Wish you the absolute best. And it's been a true pleasure almost every single week being here with you, working with you. So thank you, my friend, and do keep in touch with us.
Absolutely, Mike. I'm really going to miss these chats and being a part of the show. It's been so fun. And thank you for being such a good friend and a great host on this show.
Indeed, my pleasure, sir. Thank you for listening, folks. We will be back with our next program with a new gentleman named, all I can tell you, his name is also Mike, so we'll have very little confusion there with the introductions. This has been AARP Without Limits. I'm Mike Olander with AARP North Carolina. We'll see you next time.